The gospel reading today marks the last two stories of Mark's collection in chapter 4, which speak of the kingdom. Jesus was such a marvelous storyteller. They were filled with innuendo, biting criticism, humor, and social relevance. Incredible storyteller. I think he probably did a lot of these stories extemporaneously. Is that heresy? I don't know. But certainly, he read his audience well. He knew whom he was speaking to. He knew who was there and could judge the diversity they represented. Now, granted, most of the time, his audience was composed of those who earned a living on the water or on land, fishers and farmers, simple folk. But there was always a small group of those in authority, religious leaders, government workers, and they were often his targets. The first story of the growing seed may not be perfect in the description of what happens in the kingdom, nor was it meant to be, but it does speak of the mystery of the kingdom. The farmers present would think this parable very simple. We've all been gardeners. I went out this morning to check on the second planting of peas and radish, and they were coming up. Tomatoes not so good. But I didn't get up in the middle of the night. I could have, I guess, to see if they were starting yet. It didn't matter what I did. What was going to happen, happened. They knew the process of growth, these farmers. But they were also aware of their ignorance concerning how it all happens. They are reminded by Jesus that no matter what they do, stay up all night, watch the process, it's all going to happen. As he said, the earth will produce of itself. And the Greek word used in the Septuagint translation is automate, from which we get our word automatic. It will happen. It will come forth of itself. And so it is with the kingdom. It is growing as it should. And nothing we do is going to change that. We are part of the mystery of how this kingdom grows, but we do not know when that fulfillment comes. We're still in the growth pattern. And like the farmer, we must be patient, patient, patient. For the harvest belongs to Christ. Now, those in the audience who might wish to hasten the kingdom along by rebelling against the Roman authority would recognize the call for patience in the assurance that the kingdom was automatic, that it was producing itself. And Jesus, time and time again, warns his followers, rebellion is not the way. Pay unto Caesar those things that are Caesar's, and unto God those things that are God's. Paul said, obey the law. It's the legal authority. So we're not preaching insurrection here. The next story about the mustard seed must have had the farmers holding their sides in laughter. Aside from the outrageous exaggerations, I mean, the mustard seed is small, but not the smallest seed as any gardener or farmer knows. And the mustard plant is a small shrub, hardly a tree. The mustard plant is an annoying weed, and a very persuasive one at that. Crops planted in an orderly fashion and well planned could be taken over by this pesky shrub that wasn't even sown on purpose. What in the world is he talking about in this parable? He didn't leave it there. He said, you know, he said, the birds of the air, they come and they flit around in the branches and they go after those seeds that were orderly planted by the farmer. So the mustard seeds are even helping out those little pesky birds that come around. The farmers must have had another chuckle as they realized that the carefully placed crops were just like the order and planned rules and regulations of the Romans and the religious authorities. See, Jesus preached a new way of doing things, a new order. And like the mustard seeds and the bushes, small and seemingly insignificant but pervasive, it's a growing kingdom, this kingdom of God, that produces of itself. Mark looks forward to the time when this kingdom, this empire of God, takes over and turns this planned, well-organized, and sterilized world into the mysterious kingdom. The mystery is what they missed. We don't know how it grows, but it grows in its own time. The growth of the kingdom was going along just fine with the early followers of Christ, challenging the status quo, confronting hatred and indifference with love, sharing, and caring, not without growing pain, surely, but clearly a different way of doing things. Then disaster struck, and in the middle of the 4th century, the Emperor Constantine legalized Christianity, the worst thing that could have happened to the church. Because Constantine recognized that Christianity could be a unifying force. So the church became part of his plan to reunify the empire. The church became part of this planned, organized, linear, and logical world. We adopted Roman terms and structure like diocese, province, pontiff, prelate, and hundreds more. We adopted the imperial purple for our leaders, and we laid down rules and regulations for the followers of Christ. We amassed wealth and power. We all but abandoned the contemplation of the mysteries of the kingdom and the practice of the power of love, the only command Christ gave that really matters. This worldliness of the church drove some followers out into the desert to become hermits, the desert fathers, the forerunners of a monasticism which endures to this day. We should note that the mustard plant chooses to grow in these cultivated places. So also is the Christian planted in this world and is part of its joys, its pains, its chaos, and all that which is seemingly planned and organized. We must be part of it. But the seeds of the kingdom are within us. It grows, we know not how, of itself. And in its own time will come to the harvest, where the Creator of all that exists opens the door to the mysteries of eternity. Amen.